Peace.
Sketch, pink slime, and energy. What do they all have in common? Very little, but it's part of the buzz in the backyard. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Let's start with Etch-a-Sketch. I had an Etch-a-Sketch when I was a kid. In fact, I remember, it's one of the few things I remember about my dad. When I was young, my father died when I was 8 years old, but he gave me an Etch-a-Sketch, and I carried that thing around forever, and I was terrible at it. I mean, I was the worst. I don't know how people could make all those cool drawings that they made with the Etch-a-Sketch, but I never was that good at it. I liked messing around with it. But my creations left something to be desired, let's say. And years later, I actually went to a modern museum of art. I think it was the MoMA in New York. And you know how that is, what qualifies for modern art, I'm just saying. And there was an Etch-a-Sketch display. There was somebody who had done various Etch-a-Sketch drawings, and they were pretty mind-blowing, let's say. But this had nothing to do with mind-blowing drawings, or did you have an Etch-a-Sketch and let's go down memory lane. It was a crazy, stupid thing that Eric Fernstrom, who is the senior campaign advisor for Mitt Romney, dumped on the airwaves in an interview very early on Wednesday morning and took off like wildfire. Here's what happened. He was asked about Romney being conservative and would he take a more moderate stance, you know, basically asking the issue of whether or not he was adopting a more conservative style, and that's what you could expect from Mitt Romney versus the more moderate Romney. You know, would he change if when he gets the nomination? And it was easy to pounce on it because Eric Fernstrom said that it was like an Etch-a-Sketch in the general election. Things would change. You could shake things up and start over again. And this is exactly the thing that conservatives were afraid of. It confirms what a lot of conservatives thought about Mitt Romney, that he used to be pro-abortion or pro-gay marriage, and, you know, he used to be for the Wall Street bailouts, and now he's changed his tune just to get elected. So it was very easy for Newt Gingrich to make jokes at it, use it as a prop, and Rick Santorum, the same thing. In fact, Rick Santorum's spokesperson at one of their stops handed out mini Etch-a-Sketches to reporters, you know, talking about, well, this is exactly what you'll get with Mitt Romney. So he really couldn't escape that during the day. Although he tried, he talked about a few things, including energy and, you know, it's the same old thing with the pipeline and whatnot. And then he threw this thing out about it being the same.
I'm running as a conservative Republican. I was a conservative Republican governor. I'll be running as a conservative Republican nominee, at that point, hopefully, nominee for president. The policies and positions are the same.
All right, did we catch that? He's a conservative nominee. He's a conservative. He's a conservative. He's a conservative.
I don't like it, and it would make me not want to buy beef.
Whoops. Pink slime slipped in there somehow. We weren't ready for pink slime yet. Back to Romney for a second. Romney saying that staying the conservative course, this is not good for moderates because, you know, that's the whole thing. A lot of people believe that Romney would be more electable, the establishment people, because he would appeal to the moderates. Or the independents, perhaps, because the independent is the frontier. That's what you're trying to grab in the general election, since it's such a big body of people who may vote that might tend to go Democratic, but are there for the taking if you can just grab them. And saying the conservative is not going to help in the general election for Mitt Romney, and that would mean that he would flip-flop back to that. So Etch-a-Sketch was pretty funny, and that was That was definitely the funniest political thing on the day, without a doubt. Now, the other thing that was making the rounds is you heard that woman who was desperate to get in here and talk about her pink slime. Here's the scoop. Safeway is saying that they're no longer going to use pink slime. And when you just hear that headline and you say to yourself, what are you talking about, pink slime? What do you mean pink slime when it comes to beef? And it really scares you. It makes you think a little bit more about processed foods and what are we doing with our foods anyway. And I, for one, this is something that Ben Fuchs talked with us about in our previous show, that this was part of the problem, the pink slime. Safeway is saying, okay, this is the deal. It's that goo that you see, you know, to clarify it. They're saying they're not going to have any of it in their, you know, any of it in their beef anymore, because before, there some of the products, the FDA approved pink slime in beef. So this is something that's been around. This isn't something that we haven't had before. This isn't something that wasn't, you know, is all of a sudden news, I guess. It's news because I believe that we didn't pay attention to it. I didn't pay attention to it. And I can say safely that I have definitely been to the Safeway chain. And here I have bought beef, and it's in that preparation. And, you know, the ground beef contains that stuff. It's the goo, the slime, is part of the package. So because of all the hubbub over it, they say they're not going to sell it anymore. So what did the man on the street in California think of pink slime?
I don't like it, and it would make me not want to buy beef, to be honest with you.
I made sloppy joes last night, and I don't know if I used the pink slime or not. I hope I didn't.
Well, you wonder how long it's been in there, you know, how long they've been doing this and what you've been eating.
I'm a beef lover. I love steak. I cook all the time. I just made homemade meatloaf, shared with my neighbors, and I won't buy it until I find out more information.
Yeah, I won't buy it until I find out more information. People should know what they're eating. And, you know, basically when you have the lean textured beef, it's mechanically separated during the process and it's mixed with other parts and glands, which is part of the slime thing in the connective tissue. And that's what the pink slime is. So you're talking about it's used in a bunch of ground beef products, ground chuck, ground sirloin, ground round. And that's what you get. And, you know, you're talking about everybody, you know, and all of a sudden everybody's worried about it. It's real hit or miss if it has high or low levels of it in the beef. It just depends. It depends on the quality assurance inspector and where they, what I heard today was where they placed the probe in the sample to test it. Because they just randomly find it. They place it and they try to find the right levels of it. And I wonder if we're going to become a nation of vegetarians. Woohoo! Meat! I like my meat. I grew up in a meat and potato family, but I do not want any pink slime. Didn't it just raise your eyebrows when you heard the word pink slime? I bet it did. All right, coming up on America Tonight, We Can Count, because it's all about the numbers. Plus, we're going to go to the mailbag. A lot of you still sounding off about Trayvon Martin's death. That's next here on ATN. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,649.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,690.85, $845.43 for a half ounce, or $422.71 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,690.85, $845.43, and $422.71.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Just a second, I'm busy on my Etch-A-Sketch, trying to come up with some of the conversation along the rest of the way. All right, let's go out to Jay in Kentucky. Jay, you're on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hello.
How you doing, Kate? I don't want to brag, but I was pretty good at Etch-A-Sketch. I could make a heck of a staircase.
Really?
Oh. Anyway, the pink slime and the ground beef. What that is some leftover beef, and what they would do is grind it, spin it to separate the fat, and then they would soak it in ammonia
and
use that as
stuff.
Yeah. And that would actually constitute trying to keep the price down on the beef because it would be some sort of a filler, and they just package it that way. But anyway, I did a little research on that Stand Your Ground law, and because this was bugging me the other day. And that guy that called 911, he actually has a background of domestic violence and some other things in his past. And he basically was just a cop wannabe.
Yes.
And once this guy started pursuing, the Stand Your Ground law no longer was in effect. So this is an incompetency on the police department. Now, if the kid would have turned, faced him, and shot the wannabe cop, then he would have been in the right for standing his ground. But the guy doing the pursuing, it's no longer a Stand Your Ground law. He had intent. It was racial profiling. That's just my opinion on it. Now,
I agree. I think it was, yes.
But there was also a case that I'm not seeing very much coverage on where the two black kids followed this boy home over in Kansas City.
Yeah.
Did you read about that and hear
yes.
about that?
Yes.
And they caught him on fire. And
right.
The media just don't awful. Seem to the media just don't seem to want to cover it. And I think that was also racial profiling because there was only like 20 white kids in this whole school, this East School over there. And the last thing I wanted to touch base on was Obama, his speech. He drives me nuts, man. I just grit my teeth every time I hear him talk. But he's saying that there's no connection between the amount of drilling in this country versus the gas prices.
I know.
He's saying that there's more drilling now. Well, the drilling that's going on now has nothing to do with him. That's got to do with permits and stuff that was done in the previous administration. That's got no consequence on his actions. His actions are what he has done up till now, which is block, block, block. He has issued less leases for oil drilling than any other president since they really started drilling oil. So he cannot take credit for the previous administration, even though he's trying to talk out of both sides of his mouth again.
Yeah, he is. He said we've got 2% of the world oil reserves. We use 20%, and it's very, very misleading because it's oil that we've already found. Like you say, he wants to take credit for that, but there's billions more. I mean, it's like 1.7 trillion, I think, was the number that I came up with crunching the numbers, possibly. 1.7 trillion barrels in untapped resources. So, come on. We wouldn't even have to depend on Saudi Arabia.
And the way he's destroying the coal mining in this country, he's going to be putting all these truck drivers out of work that carry the coal, all these coal miners, these little coal miner towns, if that's all they live on. He's going to put towns out of business. I don't understand this administration.
Yeah,
but I just had to vent real quick, and we'll talk to you later.
All right, thanks, Jay. If you want to vent, you can certainly do that. Throw in your 2 cents, 800-259-5791. He's right about that story in Kansas. We talked about that a little bit. And, you know, see, this cuts both ways. Two different, completely different stories. But I think what he's getting at is it can also happen the other way, where you had this poor white kid who was the victim, and really there was some reports on it, but very, very little reporting on it. And in the case of Trayvon Martin, there should be reporting on it. And Jay agrees with that because it's ridiculous that this even happened. And this happened at the end of February. Awful for his family. You just have a kid that's just a decent, regular kid who didn't fall through the cracks, who was getting decent grades, who was hanging out with decent kids. He wasn't a gangbanger. He wasn't any of those kind of things. And he just goes to the convenience store and never comes back. It's awful. And it's awful what could have possibly been going through the head of George Zimmerman, why he just didn't leave the situation alone in the first place, like he was told when he called 911. Now you got a lot of people in hot water over this. And even though there's investigations, I don't know that there's going to be any charges out of this, because he's saying self-defense, and the police didn't charge him with anything. They questioned him, and then he was gone. So the people who want justice for Trayvon Martin may sadly be disappointed that there will be no charges filed in this case, and part of it is because of the stand-down law. And even though Jay's right, it shouldn't apply here, you could loosely say by what the police department came up with, and this stands in the reports, that this is going to be one of these things one of these cases that would be a shoulda, woulda, coulda, and doesn't happen. Although now he'll become the poster child for all that's wrong with people doing stupid things in the Neighborhood Watch program, for example, which is too bad because there's some good people that go through the training, care about their neighborhood, are cruising around, they're another extra set of eyes, and they're fine. They're not carrying guns. They're not looking around to pick a fight with somebody. If they saw something suspicious, they'd call up, because there is certainly a difference. Neighborhood Watch, self-appointed Neighborhood Watch, actual police officer, and we know this. So all around, here's what I would say about it. It's just too damn bad is what it is. And that's why the outrage is growing, both in the white community and in the black community. Nobody wants to see this happen. And certainly nobody who believes in gun rights wants to see this happen either, because this creates that little bit of a crack in the doorway for anti-gun people to kick it open and make it more about that than all the other things. and talk about reasons why you shouldn't have guns, because something like this happens. There's a possibility of something like this happening. Quickly, I want to mention this because it's on my mind. Six people were arrested in New York. You want to know what they were doing? Six people in New York, who cares? Occupiers. Yep, they got into it with the cops in New York. Did you know that the Occupy movement was still going on? It's still going on. This happened in Union Square Park. They were asked to leave the park at midnight. They didn't want to leave the park. And so people were coming in to clean it. That's why they got picked up. Disorderly conduct, obstructing government administration, resisting arrest, violation of local law, all that kind of stuff. I guess there were about 300 people protesting in the park by the time the cops started asking people to leave. And so that's how you ended up with people getting cuffed. We're going to cuff you, and we're going to give you some donuts and coffee when you go down to the precinct. You know, this all started back on September 17th. I've said this before, but I was in that area when the small band of people had gotten together. And the idea behind the Occupy movement was supposed to be, you know, the 99% to the 1%. We're the 99%. And it's not right. And there's corporate greed and the influence of the top 1%. But then you get the labor unions involved, and all kinds of spin-offs have sprouted up in cities all over the place, and even overseas, actually. Now there are some still Occupy-type things happening. And to me, you know, it's like I was trying to figure this out earlier in the day. Is the Occupy movement now, is it significant? Is it insignificant? You know, is it relevant? Is there any relevance here? Is it irrelevant? Is it just going to be a footnote in history? One of those moments, a kaleidoscope when you go back. And, you know, when you used to look at the fish, the film, when you go to the library, here's some of the current events. Is that what it's going to be? Or is Occupy around forever and ever? Are they just going to... We're going to always have an Occupy movement. There's going to be people that are camping out. They're going to occupy Wall Street forever. I think that it's become irrelevant. That's why, so you see the one headline, oh, some people were arrested because they were protesting, but I don't see how they're affecting any kind of real change. It's By the Numbers. Next, we can count.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural, innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's been 11 years and hundreds of millions of dollars, and they're spending it on research on the mental health of the troops. Check this out. At Tops, we can count. Military leaders say the nation has never fought wars this long with this small of a military. We say it all the time, a voluntary military, deploying guys over and over and over again. How many times can you recycle a soldier into combat without any psychological damage? Do we know this answer? No. But now there are a few studies that are underway, and a bunch of them have looked at the impact on behavior and mental health. But the problem is it's kind of piecemealed out. Here's one, and this was this particular study was done on physical injuries and combat exposure and personal finance and career problems and all that stuff. And here's what scientists are saying, and this was in a report commissioned by the Pentagon, that 107,000 service members that have been deployed three or more times without incident is what we know. The question we still don't know, pulling all this data, is how do we get the precision information about picking out the people who are going to be in trouble. And the Military Family Research Institute at Purdue University is trying to do it, trying to take these snapshots. The Pentagon might have missed a chance to follow big numbers of combat troops through the war in what would be a longitudinal study, which would better understand the behaviors. You know, how do you know about these problems? Well, only if you can follow it. So anyway, the Army and this National Institute of Mental Health launched a five-year study of 9,000 soldiers in 2011 so that they could understand suicide, because unfortunately too many of our military comes back and has committed suicide. This is a sad phenomenon. We've talked to a couple of guys who have lost 3 and 4 of their buddies to this. Imagine the impact on even their mental health. So I'll be curious, once they're able to really cull that data, the newest research that was published in the British Journal of Psychiatry, their numbers suggest they found 85% of Iraq and Afghanistan veterans showed little or no PTSD symptoms over a decade. So that's a pretty big number, 85 with none. The 4.5% with the worsening chronic PTSD signs were mostly soldiers with severe combat experience, and that makes sense that they've been in a precarious situation, watched people die around them, were hit by the roadside bombs and survived it. That makes sense. We move from that story to this one about the three explosions outside of the hideaway of the French terrorists. This is a crazy, crazy story, because now this has been, this 24-year-old suspect has been hiding out for, it's been over 24 hours now at this point, in fact, longer than that. And you've got massive police, massive media waiting to see what's going to happen here. Hundreds of police cordoning off the streets around an apartment complex in the city of Toulouse to arrest a suspect, a Frenchman, who they say is Algerian descent. And they've had a firefight that erupted, the three blasts, three policemen were wounded, and these negotiations with the suspect are dragging on for hours. And this is the gunman who shot 7 people in an Al-Qaeda-like terror spree. And the gunman is Mohammed Merah, who is a self-taught radical who expressed excitement at killing 3 Jewish children, a rabbi, and 3 French paratroopers. He had been to Afghanistan twice, had trained in the Pakistani military, and he said he was planning on killing another soldier. So that's what started the raid in the neighborhood, where they were able to are trying to smoke him out anyway. And they say in France that they have long been concerned, as we are, about lone wolf attacks by young militants who self-radicalize. So this police raid that's going on is part of a big manhunt, the biggest since a wave of terror attacks back in the 1990s, if you remember, by Algerian extremists. The attacks happened beginning March 11th, and, you know, the country's just been, it's just been kind of frozen. They've got this campaign going on for the French presidential election next month. You have French President Nicolas Sarkozy, who has shut down the whole campaigning thing and just saying that terrorism, you know, can't fracture our national community. And then you've got the suspect who promised to turn himself in Wednesday, then stopped the negotiations, and now we have more problems there. It's terrible. It's terrible for those families. What a nut goes in and shoots these kids. Shooting kids, awful. It's the same thing that I've said in the last couple of weeks. The sanctity of being able to go to school, being able to go to church, being able to go to work, being shattered by idiots, extremists, or people looking for their 15 minutes of fame. And I think he was absolutely an extremist. It was more about making the statement, I think, than the 15 minutes of fame, although we don't know. Let's see if they're able to haul him in. And I think it'd be better if they could haul him in alive, but that remains to be seen. It's not looking that way the more that continues, with those explosions now and the people outside the building trying to force Merah to surrender. He says he's bringing France to its knees, so it's not likely that we're going to see that. This is a crazy thing that about this death row plot that was stopped in Tennessee. You know, how often do we hear about prison breaks and people escaping? It does happen, but successfully, how often does it happen? So cops in Tennessee say two men, including a former prison guard, have been arrested because they were going to break out the lone female on death row, a death row inmate. And they say there was no imminent danger of escape by Krista Gale Pike, but there was a plan in the works, and money was changing hands. Pike, who was from West Virginia, rather, was sentenced to death in 1996 for killing a fellow Knoxville Jobs Corps student. Colleen Slemmer was stabbed and beaten by Pike and her boyfriend at the time on the University of Tennessee's campus back in 95, and they say it was this weird love triangle thing that was the motive for it. So she's on death row, and with money and bribing these guards and whatnot, they were going to try to get her out of prison. So it didn't happen. It didn't work. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick. Rick, are you with us? I think he's slipping away. All right, Rick. If you call back, we'll give you the free pass, 800-259-5791. That brings me back to our final story for We Can Count. You think of the success of Oprah Winfrey and, you know, all her years in television and people poking fun of her, but knowing that she's a huge name and the richest female on the planet when it comes to entertainment. But boy, this network, I read a story today that her network could lose $142.9 million, they say, this year. They canceled the Rosie O'Donnell show. That was one of the highlights, I guess, of the Oprah network. And because of terrible ratings, they had to lay off 30 employees. They paid off Rosie O'Donnell's contract. She was supposed to get $40 million for 2 years. So they had to pay her $15 million, and they've had a ton of problems, and they're connected to Discovery. So what happens here? Will Discovery pull the plug? Because it's a venture with them, so they have to be on board for it. They might renegotiate, and that's probably more likely than canceling right away. But this is a very short time for this network. It hasn't even, I don't even think it's been a year, if I'm correct. They were talking about it for a longer time, but I think that network hasn't even had a year on the air. Even the shows that Oprah is doing, they're up a little bit, but when they're getting 0.13 for the next chapter show, and then to produce that sucker has to cost them a ton of money. So, you know, will Oprah, the queen of media, be on her last legs when it comes to the cable network deal? If the numbers aren't there and the network's not turning a profit, then I can't imagine that would continue to move forward. I think part of the problem is there's other female programming that's been established out there. Like, they have the Lifetime Network. That's what my husband calls angry. What does he say? A TV for angry women or something like that. A Lifetime, and there's another one, We. So they have all those movies and all the other programming on both of those, and maybe that's part of the problem. I'm not sure. I don't know how many places actually carry the network, but who would think that she'd swing and miss on her first time up with this whole network deal? Hang with us. We're checking the mail next and mixing in some conversation.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at zero debt in 90 days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Coming up on our next show, we have a version of the Big Fat Giveaway, Nail the Score, mixing in some March Madness because we're down to the Sweet 16, which my alma mater, Ohio University, woo, the Bobcats, shockingly, have busted through the brackets and they're going to be there. Don't know what teams we will be talking about, but there will be some random teams selected for you to try to nail the score with. If you win, you will get a wireless GPS and $100 worth of sausage. Pretty cool stuff. And a few other things will be thrown in there as well. Plus, the show next week, actually the whole week, we're going to be in Washington and Philadelphia for the health care argument, the Supreme Court arguments Monday and Tuesday out of D.C. That should be pretty wild. I'm going to try to post some video and stuff because I think we're going to have a real showdown outside of the Supreme Court. And this is about the constitutionality, really, of the individual health mandate, which would affect all of the Affordable Health Care Act, and which way will the Supreme Court go. If you really look at the letter of the law, it seems as though they should declare it unconstitutional, but I'm not so sure. There are a lot of people lining up on both sides of this, and certainly friends of the president and this health care law, the supporters, are getting their ducks in a row, and it's going to be a big pushback to keep things as they are, the status quo on this one. Let's go out to Daniel in Minnesota. Hello, Daniel.
Hello, how are you this evening?
I'm good. You sound good. You good?
I'm good. I'm good. I enjoy listening to the opinion, and I'm glad you're syndicated because it goes all over, and it kind of shows a little bit of a tapestry of who we are.
There you go.
I like that. I just want to make a comment about the shooting in Florida.
Yeah.
I was in the service for 10 years, and one of my collateral duties were nuclear weapons and the security around them. And they train you with deadly force rules, engagement, and all the different things like this. And the gentleman, deadly force can only be used when all lesser means have failed. I mean, throwing a fish end over him, grab him by the ankle and have him drag you through the street. All lesser means have failed. You cannot use it unless your life is in danger. He had no weapon, and he had nothing to overpower the adult with the weapon. This was a 17-year-old boy, and it's been on the TV and a couple other things that this kid was in a predominantly white neighborhood. Whoever thinks that's a reason for expending a couple of rounds needs his head examined.
I agree.
It's tragic. It's tragic. The responsibility are in people's hands that are not trained to do that.
I agree, and I don't understand. What you just said right there made a lot of sense, absolutely, Daniel, and why there was no charges from the police, why they just let George Zimmerman walk away after questioning him is mind-boggling, too. So they're after that police chief. He's got already a vote of no confidence, and it's cockamamie what's happened there, yeah.
Yeah, in contrast, it's not quite the same, but in contrast, that there's a guy that's held up and they've been negotiating with him all day to get him out because he's a terrorist and they want to arrest him and all this. And they've been negotiating all day with a guy that's already shot kids and somebody else. So you can look at the contrast. The police and the law enforcement agents are not engaging in deadly force with him, even though he did things that were under the criteria of deadly force because they're lives and their protection is not in danger. He's in there. He's pouting. They're going to cut off electricity. Nobody's going to lose life unless that happens. And it's kind of, I just honor that contrast because it went from gun happy to gun conservatives.
Yeah, absolutely. Daniel, always a good call. Thanks for the conversation. Take care. Sure, and I just talked about that, what's going on in France. So he's right if you wanted to make kind of a wild contrast, but one that shows you the difference. They could just smoke him out. There's no question, right? Smoke him out. He killed kids, innocent kids. And then here you have this situation in Florida. I realize that's apples and oranges, but I get what he's getting at. And it's awful for that family in Florida, Trayvon Martin's family, but it's also bad for the discussion about guns. And I think that ultimately this is going to turn around to be a trial about guns and anti-gun and pro-gun and all that sort of thing, because I don't think they're going to charge him. I don't, because the police questioned him and let him go with the legal precedents. If they had charged him, that would have been a different thing. He could easily lawyer up, which I'm sure he would. I don't see the grand jury pushing this forward. A lot of times, especially in these cases in Florida, they could easily shut this down. And that happens. Can you imagine what it'll be like in that community? Let's head to the mailbag.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
Kate, did you see, and this is from Al listening to us in Austin, he said, Kate, did you happen to see that report on post-traumatic stress disorder, the study that was done? I think it's terrible that we've got these guys being deployed over and over and over again. You say it all the time, let's get out of Afghanistan now. We are destroying too many people's lives. Yeah, 11 years is a long time, and that's the thing. we haven't had a war this long, especially with no end in sight. I mean, 2014 is the timetable, but you've got this, you have really short periods in between deployments. We've had these suicides, you know, we've had sex offenses, all kinds of crazy things. They did a study of half a million soldiers, reservists, and veterans. And this one report showed that the troops were more likely to commit suicide and sex offenses and whatnot, and that 236,000 suffered from PTSD since the beginning of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. This is nightmarish because of, I think, the length of it, the history of this, and the stressful deployments and the rest time back home. It's pretty obvious that there's reasons for it. So let's get out of here. After this, Army Staff Sergeant Robert Bales, who's accused of killing the 16 people that included women and children in that nightmarish shooting spree through the three villages near the base, who's now at Fort Leavenworth, I think there's no question that whatever happened here with Bales, I mean, he flipped his lid. He had to flip his lid. So he's had three year-long deployments in Iraq, had heavy fighting and witnessed all kinds of death, destruction, was in a vehicle that turned over. He had brain trauma, and then here he is in Afghanistan. I think there's some real concerns here. But the bottom line is, let's raise our hand and let's just get out of there. Hamid Karzai obviously does not want the troops there anymore with some of the nasty things that he's been saying. So let's move it out. So let's hit a couple more emails here. This from Nancy in Maine. Kate Delaney, love your show. I've been listening for the last month since you've been on the air here. A lot of people are talking about it. Congratulations. This story about the kid in Florida, just tragic. It's awful for gun rights as well. I feel for his family. I cannot believe that man followed him and did not listen to what the dispatcher was telling him. He should have never gotten out of a car, should have never confronted the kid whatsoever. He was wrong with a capital W. Yeah, a lot of you are weighing in on the case in Florida, and it is tragic, and there are a lot of people that are hoping that the police chief goes as a result of this, and he may end up being forced out or might end up resigning. Certainly we haven't heard the last of this story and this town in Florida.